Now, where do we start as far as global share markets have gone? A bit rough in December.
Wasn't it? Like, yeah, First Business reported the new year. Look, it would have been nice to report that all was quiet over the Christmas New Year period, Tim, and all the boys and girls out there in share market land have been playing nicely, but it actually wasn't actually the case, was it? Actually, Tim, after 30 years in, in financial markets, I've noticed that you quite often get this volatility at Christmas time. You get the stresses of the year-end trading. You get people going on holiday. You get lower volume of trading, and you quite often get this sort of extreme price action, and we definitely had that, didn't we? I mean, December being a very rough month for the share markets. We'd been in a bit of a holding pattern since October, but that selling really accelerated in the last 2 weeks of December, and it culminating in what was the lowest point was Christmas Eve. So no lovely Christmas presents for share market investors out there at all. And it did all seem that market sentiment had turned very negative and selling had gained some real momentum. And look, if this is your first day back, people out there, this is your first day back interacting with the real world, you'd be pleased to know that there has been a bounce back in prices since Christmas Eve. And Tim, it has been a reasonably significant bounce back as well. And a lot of the action and focus is usually on the US share market. So just have a quick look at that. The S&P 500, it's regained just over 10% since Christmas Eve. So that's a significant move back. The NASDAQ, 12.6%, I think. And apparently that those 10 trading days from Christmas Eve through to 10 days into early January were the best 10 trading days we've seen since 2009. Unfortunately, it does follow some of the worst trading that we've seen since 2009 in December as well. But we have seen some stability return back to the markets.
Our market didn't get hit quite as bad either, did it, going into Christmas?
No, not at all. In fact, if you look at the Dow Jones, I mean, we're still sort of 10% lower than we were back in the high in the Dow Jones, which was just under 27,000. That was back in early October. But yeah, if I look at the New Zealand market, I mean, the low on the New Zealand market was actually back in October. It had fallen. It sort of fell before. So it had been falling, seen a sort of fairly rapid fall since August. But the peak to the trough in New Zealand, that was just under a 9% fall. Now, if you look at the US markets, you're getting closer to 20% on the falls there. And we're now only sort of 4.5% below the peak. So nowhere near as much volatility on the New Zealand market, no.
This week, Friday, we've got some important housing data.
Yeah, no, that's actually as we come back into the swing of things, we start to pick up on those stories and the housing market will be one of those ones that we come back to. Yeah, actually last Friday we had dwelling consent numbers, Tim, and housing I suspect will be one of those top of the line stories this year as well. Actually interesting, this dwelling consent data. You know, one of the things of the US shutdown, Tim, actually, this US government shutdown they've got is that the data guys won't be producing the data. So we're going to actually have a bit of a data hole in the US because no one's getting paid there. But fortunately, people in New Zealand are getting paid. So we've got New Zealand dwelling consent data. Dwelling consents, what are the numbers? 32,783 homes consented in the year. That's the 12 months to the end of November. So that's 5.3% up on the 12 months to the end of November 2017. So we're still seeing growth in the overall dwelling consent numbers. Still evidence within the numbers of this trend to apartments, townhouses, flats and units. So it's all that trend to multi-unit consents over single home dwellings. Auckland's still very strong, 12,800 consents to the end of October 2018. A little bit lower than what we saw to the 12 months at the end of October, but they're still running probably about 20% ahead of last year. So still lots of homes being consented in Auckland. And if you think we'd hit peak retail, think again, we're still consenting plenty of shopping centres and restaurants and bars. So lots of activity in that commercial sector as well.
That's before IKEA put their application in, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, the numbers?
Okay, on Friday, the Dow Jones closed at 23,995, a very small fall, 6 points, so I'll call that flat. S&P 500, 2596, also flat. The NASDAQ, 6971, down 15. FTSE 100, 6918, they lost 25 on Friday. The Nikkei, 20,359, up 195. Shanghai Composite, 2553, up small. The ASX 200, they lost 20 on Friday, closing at 5774. And the NZX 650. We gained 40 points on Friday, turned up 0.45%, closing at 89.59. Now, on the currencies, 0.6830 against the US dollar, 0.9466 Aussie, 0.5956 euro, 0.5320 pounds, 74.15 yen. Gold is trading at $1,290.25, and Brent crude just tipping over the $60 mark, $60.48.
Outstanding as always. Welcome back, Andrew and the team. You can get them at jmiwealth.co.nz.